An apology carries special weight when it comes from a person in leadership. Pastors, ministry leaders, coaches, chaplains, parents, teachers, supervisors, and other trusted leaders influence the lives of those they serve. Their words can encourage, guide, and protect. Their words can also wound, intimidate, confuse, or silence. Jesus taught that Christian leadership must not imitate rulers who dominate others. Instead, Christian leaders are called to serve. Because leaders hold influence, their wrongdoing may create more than personal hurt. It may damage trust in a ministry, church, family, or Christian community. Recognize the power difference. A leader may say, "I did not intend to hurt anyone." Intent matters, but it does not tell the entire story. A leader's position can make an action more powerful than the leader realizes. A sarcastic comment from another participant may hurt. The same comment from a pastor, teacher, or supervisor may feel like a judgment from the whole organization. Responsible leaders ask not only, "What did I intend?" but also, "What did I do? How did my position affect the situation? And what responsibility belongs to me?" James 3:1 reminds teachers that they will receive stricter judgment. Leadership increases responsibility rather than reducing it. Give a responsible apology. A responsible apology does not protect the leader's image at the expense of the wounded person. It may sound like this: "What I said was dismissive and wrong. Because I was leading the meeting, my words carried additional weight. You did not deserve to be treated that way. I am sorry. I will not pressure you to forgive me or trust me immediately. I am willing to accept appropriate consequences and make changes." This apology names the conduct. It acknowledges the power difference. It avoids excuses. It does not demand reassurance. A leader should never use prayer, scripture, confidentiality, loyalty, or organizational authority to control the response of the person who was harmed. Accept repair and accountability. Responsible repentance may involve correction, restitution, supervision, additional training, change procedures, temporary removal from a role, or permanent consequences. Forgiveness does not automatically restore someone to leadership. A person may be forgiven while still being unqualified for a particular position. 1 Peter 5 instructs spiritual leaders not to lord authority over those entrusted to them, but to become examples to the flock. A leader's response to correction reveals much about that leader's character. What helps? What helps is listening, receiving correction, acknowledging power, accepting accountability, protecting those affected, and allowing trust to be rebuilt through consistent conduct. What harms is defending intentions, blaming the wounded person, seeking private forgiveness to avoid public responsibility, recruiting supporters, or claiming that accountability demonstrates unforgiveness. Christian leaders do not lose credibility by practicing sincere repentance. They lose credibility when they conceal wrongdoing, manipulate forgiveness, or protect their status instead of protecting people. Christ-centered leadership is not leadership without failure. It is leadership marked by truth, humility, repentance, accountability, and faithful change.